Fair and only slightly unbalanced. Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Tom Hartman here with you. In the last hour, we had on Brian Hughes of the Washington Examiner, the conservative local paper here in D.C. Does President Obama really own this economy, and where is that going to go? We'll get back to that and a few of the other political tactics and strategies. Michelle Bachmann saying that God's trying to send us a message with the strange weather. What might that message be? We'll talk about that. But right now, Robert Greenwald is on the line, the filmmaker, political activist, founder of Brave New Films, one of the really truly extraordinary human beings on this earth at this moment. I don't know where we'd be without you, Robert. At Robert Greenwald, WALD, the Twitter, KochBrothersExposed.com, his latest adventure. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. It's wonderful to be with you.
Thank you. Very pleased to have you. There's a new majority in the Wake County, North Carolina School Board. Do I have that right?
You do have that right. It's actually been about 6 months now, and the new majority is due to the Koch brothers and Americans for Prosperity undertaking a long-term campaign to change the way people think about education, to change the way they think about public education, and to destroy a school system that was one of the best in terms of economic, social diversity. And it's really quite tragic, but it does show the impact of their dollars and the way that they're reaching out across not just federal elections and not just state elections, but very local ones.
Yeah, and let me point out, by the way, Coke is spelled K-O-C-H, not as in the drink, but a K. So KochBrothersExposed.com, K-O-C-H. In your piece, and people can go to KochBrothersExposed.com and watch the video. There's a series of segments now. You're up to what, number five right now?
Yes, we are, and they can go there, and they're also on Facebook, where there's a fantastic group of 15,000 or so people who are very active in helping get the word around about these, or also, as you've said, on Twitter.
Great, great. And you talk about Rita Rackenstraw and Karen Simon, who were school board candidates, and they had no idea that Americans for Prosperity, people think of Americans for Prosperity, they think, you know, the big group behind the Tea Party, they think the, funders of major Republican candidates, a group that might be supported John McCain, I don't know. But, you know, you think of them as a big national group. I mean, this is Dick Armey. He's a multimillionaire, very powerful guy. I don't think most people think of Americans for Prosperity. I don't think they realize that it's one of the Koch brothers' front groups, or that they're big funders of it, shall we say. And B, I don't think that they realize that this big national group is going to, these two women said, we came to a gunfight armed with knives, that they're going to go into a local school board election with millions of dollars?
Well, you know, the Koch brothers
are hundreds of thousands?
Yeah, yes, hundreds of thousands. They are driven by ideology, and their ideology and their, which serves their economic self-interest, and we've talked about this, Tom, and, you know, you've done an absolutely brilliant job in helping people understand how all of this works. Their ideology, their economic self-interest, part of that is proving that government can do nothing. And one of the pillars of government, in addition to Social Security, which we understand they're attacking, one of the pillars of government is, of course, public education. So we see that the Koch brothers, listen to this, have given over $20 million to think tanks in D.C., and those think tanks are turning out papers attacking public education. Then you see those attacks taken and used at the local level by Americans for Prosperity, laying a groundwork, laying a framework, and getting people to really question, gee, is public education working? And in this case, the code words are all Southern words around, you know, the busing and local
busing.
Education.
Forced busing is the
yes.
word.
Yes, exactly.
The phrase. I'm old enough to remember George Wallace. Segregation now, segregation forever. In fact, you end your clip with that. Let's talk about this. And they created this alliance in this particular in Wake County, North Carolina, with the Wake County Community Alliance, the Wake County Citizens for Quality Education, Wake Cares, the Wake County Republican Party. The Republican Party, you know, I get that. That is an institution. Are these other three institutions inventions of AFP or the Koch brothers, or did they spring out? Where did they come from?
Well, as we know with the Koch brothers, again, what they do is they're using the laws brilliantly, Tom, so that we can't find out exactly what and who and how they're funding, because they funded institutions that have helped turn over those laws. You know, they've been big funders of many of the organizations that filed a Supreme Court decision around Citizen United.
Right.
So I don't mean this in a paranoid way, but I actually think there's something for all of us to learn here, how they fund ideas, they fund long-term, they fund attacks on the judicial system, and they fund attacks on laws they don't like. So it's a long answer to say, one thing we know for sure, we do not have all the information on who they're funding, what they're funding, and how they're funding.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right, but the net effect of this change in the school board to have these Americans for Prosperity candidates, these libertarian candidates, is going to be, you're arguing, the resegregation of some of the North Carolina schools?
Yes, and we're seeing it already. 700 students have been resegregated. We have in the video an interview of quite powerful with a young man who has been resegregated, who's been taken from his friends, his colleagues. And there's a school opening that was just in the paper yesterday. It's one of the first schools in this district that's essentially a resegregated school where they put people who are poorer, people of color, people who have not been doing as well into one school because they do it around geography, versus what they had was a very effective program cutting across economic, socioeconomic lines, and people in the community were loving this, Tom. That's what breaks your heart when you see this video. Here's a local school, people were loving it, and the Koch brothers, with their ideology and their self-interest, using American prosperity to convince people this is not the way you want your kids to go to school.
In the minute and a half or so we have, Robert, can you describe the libertarian ideology of these guys? And you know, I mean, it's very hip right now because they're popular because of Ron Paul. He's libertarian. I'm guessing he would agree with this.
Yes. Ron Paul believes there's no government rules of any kind. And the Koch brothers, I think in some ways it's more self-serving because they are opposed to any laws of any kind that limit their ability to profit and to take advantage of local communities, to put any restrictions on their corporate enterprises, on their factories. And so we're seeing an organized assault using libertarian principles, but driven by greed, pure and simple. And the two work very well. They work hand in hand. And it's also important that people understand ideology has consequences. There are human victims at the center of what they're doing.
Well, aren't libertarian principles and greed is good the same thing? I mean, the libertarian worldview is if everybody operated in their own self-interest, period, you'd have a utopia.
Yes, and of course we know the exact opposite, but yes, that's exactly it. And the Kochs have been advocating that for many years, back with their father, who was a John Bircher, and now I guess the libertarians might not accept all of John Birch, but it's certainly been a long, ongoing tradition where they're willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in all aspects to essentially try to buy democracy by pushing at the various pressure points which are subjected to money and influence.
Or buy the institutions of democracy so they can be shut down.
Right.
Or controlled or regulated or whatever the appropriate word would be, but something that doesn't look like small-d democracy any longer, it seems. At least in our opinions. Obviously, I think they actually have a different opinion.
Yes, they do.
Okay. So, the website, and get the over there and check it out. This is really important. Koch, K-O-C-H, brothers, with an S, exposed.com. And there's links to the Facebook page and everything else. Robert Greenwald, Brave New Films. Thank you, Robert.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.